Welcome to Anakazo Assembly's Emmanuel Cathedral with Bishop Jude Orakatete. The servant of God will inspire you with the practical teachings of the Word of God that will bring healing to your body, soul, and spirit. Now, today's message.
The Bible says in Hebrews 4:2, it says that unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But it did not profit them. Why? Because they didn't mix the word with faith. One thing I've realized is that when we come for service, it is those who believe, they receive a testimony. Decide to believe this morning and you also get your testimony. Amen. The goodness of the Lord has been mind-blowing that sometimes I feel this is a dream. This is a testimony about how God has changed my finances drastically. Before 2019, when someone wants to dash me money, it has always been between 50 cedis to 200 cedis. Some of us, we don't even get 10 cedis. After a convention at church, we were asked to sow a seed of 1,000. How many of you remember? I remember praying for such grace, and even though the money I had was not enough for the month, I used it as a seed. To God be the glory, not only do people dash me 1,000 now, I am able to equally just give out that amount effortlessly as a seed or a gift. May that be your portion. But me, I like the second part of the testimony. Secondly, I remember somewhere in December, Bishop prayed for some people during offering time who gave below 5 cedis, say 5 Ghana, as offering, that God should bless their finances. I was part of that group. He prayed that some of us will receive a raise, even though we don't qualify for such a raise or a position. This year, by the grace of God, our salaries were increased irregularly with a 50% raise. You don't understand. With this economy, no boss gives even 20%. But the person's salary was raised by 50%. I said, no one will tell you that this is the doing of the Lord. It is only God who can make this happen. Today, I want us to believe in the God we serve and trust in His word. Believe His prophets when they speak, because it is to change and make our situation better than we find ourselves. Let us not hold on onto our seed offerings when there comes a time to sow, because we don't know what the seed will bring us. Amen. He said, who knows whether it will bring us the greatest breakthrough. So today, may you not hold on to your seed, and may you believe every word the prophet will give us. And I believe that you also walk away with a testimony. Amen.
Hallelujah. Not because of being so faithful, not because of being so good. You've always been there for me. Provide all my every need. You were there when I was lonely. You were there when I was in pain. You're guiding my footsteps and the shelter from the rain. Oh, and it was you who made my life complete. You are to me my everything, and that is why I say, and Jesus, I love you, and because you care, I couldn't imagine if you were in there. Jesus, I love you, I love you, because you care. I couldn't imagine if you were in there. You are the joy of my salvation. You're the peace in my storm. Your loving arms protect me, a shelter from all harm. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, my strong tower, my dearest and best friend. Oh, if it was you, you made my life complete. You are to me my everything, and that is why I say, and Jesus, I love you, because you care. I couldn't imagine if you were in there. And Jesus, I love you, I love you, because you care. Oh, I couldn't imagine, oh, if you were in there. And Jesus, I love you, I love you, because you care. I couldn't imagine, oh, if you were in there. Oh, Jesus, I love you, I love you, because you care. I couldn't imagine if you were in there. Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning. We are grateful for the blessing and the privilege to be in your house. Father, we pray that, Lord, you speak into our lives this morning. Father, change us with your holy words, and may our lives never be the same again. In the sweet name of Jesus, amen. Well, for the past few weeks, I've been talking about the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And during the convention, I was talking about loving God. If you love the Lord. And this morning I'm continuing with if you love the Lord. So give me Matthew chapter 22, verse 34. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Right? So the Bible is saying that loving God is the greatest commandment. And when you are walking with somebody, Love is very important. Yes. Love will keep you safe around that person. So God wants us to love Him above every other thing. And during the convention, I was telling those who were here that I felt God wanted me to share this because of what the Bible has also said in Matthew chapter 24. So give me Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. The Bible says that, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" So they were asking about signs about the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Take heed that no man deceive you." The first thing about the end of the world is that there's a lot of deception. Oh, there's a lot of deception. A lot of deception. I cannot overemphasize this point. A lot of things are not what they seem. A lot of things are not what they seem. They look normal, superficially. But when you go deeper, they are not what they seem. Bishop, you are talking in parables. Just don't worry, Jesus also preached in parables. But a lot of things are not what they seem. A lot of women, when they are walking in town, they are different from how they look in the house.
Actually,
I don't like the way you are looking at me. I don't like that. I'm going to stand here and I'm going to preach. The way Auntie May is looking at me, I feel threatened in the church. Yeah. They don't look the way they are looking at home. They don't look like that in the house. I didn't say that one. Are you critical? You know, one thing I can tell you for free, okay, is that in Africa, a lot of the ladies, their hair is not their hair.
It be my muno. A mani bebre won't tree wino and ya one.
Yes.
A man they
are not afraid to say it. As for that one, dear, I can say it confidently.
Hello, dear, meet me simibuaka.
Because in Africa, God didn't give us blonde hair. No. In Africa, God didn't give us blonde hair. God didn't give us long flowing hair. In Africa, no. So anybody you see with long flowing hair,
hey, check. I'll say who says that to me, channel.
That one, yeah, I can tell you for free of charge. Hallelujah. So one of the things that is clear is that in the end there will be a lot of deception. That deception, it goes everywhere. It goes everywhere. It goes spiritual. It goes... If you joke, you'll be deceived into following something that is not true. All right? So that's why the Bible says that test all spirits.
and see whether they are from God. Because if you joke, you'll be led astray.
All right,
so deception is one of the things, verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. Affliction to believers is also one of the things. So if you don't want to go through affliction, you've decided to serve God during the wrong era. Because affliction is also part of the signs. And even to be killed. You see, in Ghana, nobody is really killing Christians. But if you go to some other nations, Christians are being killed.
Yes.
And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Hatred for believers is also key. Let me say this. That when you are a genuine Christian, most of the time people don't like you. Yes. And when I say a genuine Christian, the Bible says that, and the believers were first called Christians in Antioch, meaning that they saw the attributes of Jesus Christ in their life. And when you exhibit the attributes of Jesus Christ, people don't like you. In fact, even some people in church don't like you when you exhibit the attributes. I remember in university, one guy came to me and said, Jude, I want you to tell me that. I said, what do you know? So, I want you to tell me how you do it, how you are able to pass your exams and do well as you are still busy. Yeah? And I said, oh, it's all by the grace of God. I said, you asked me for my secrets and I'm telling you. By the grace of God. So sometimes people even don't like you because you are a good Christian. Is it because anytime they see you, they feel convicted? Yes, anytime they see you, they feel convicted. They feel that they don't measure up. It is like the way people don't like some girls because they are nicer than them.
I'm going.
You've not done anything, no. Let me avoid where there are women. Let me go to where there are men. Are you here? You've gone home. Verse 10. I don't know why sometimes I say some of these things. I don't know why. And then shall many be offended. So another thing is that there will be a lot of offense. And shall betray one another. There should be a lot of betrayal. And shall hate one another. A lot of hatred. Verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. There shall be the rise of a lot of false prophets, false pastors. And because iniquity shall abound, there will be increase in sin. New Living Translation says that, and because sin shall become rampant, sin will be rampant everywhere. You get it? So one of the things is that sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold. Okay? The love of many will go down. You see, when your love is going down, there are signs that we see.
So,
that shows that your love is going now. You see, one of the questions that every man should be worried when your wife asks you is that, do you love me? You should be worried. Anytime your wife asks you, do you love me? Be worried. One of the days out there when my wife asked me, do you love me? My mind started working. Yes, what have I done? Is it our wedding anniversary? And then I check the date. No, it's not. is it their birthday? I checked that there is no, it's not. Hey, when am I here? What have I done wrong now? Normally, when they ask you that question, it just says there's a problem.
So, if Musa was asking, the pastor said, assembly war.
Mr. Allah is smiling. He has an experience. He can relate. Are you here? You've gone home. Yeah? Is it because when the love is strong, there are things that are done. And when the love is getting finished, those things stop. So that is why you are being asked, do you love me? Because we can't see certain things anymore. Oh yes. I tell them, I always speak the truth. When I speak the truth, I don't lie. Yes? I am very critical. I am very personal. So, when the love is going down, certain things stop. And then when the love is going up, certain things work. And many times when the love is getting finished, you know, you may try to explain it. One wife went to report the husband to the pastor. One of the things that I can tell you is that generally, that rule doesn't apply everywhere. It's a general rule, but there are exceptions. Okay. Generally, women like to talk. Men don't like talking. If two people are in the house, one is a man, one is a woman, the woman will like to talk. The man has very few words to say. The men, do you agree with me? The women, do you agree with me? So... So, for the woman, one way the man shows that he loves her is that he talks to her. That's one of the ways she sees. So one of the ways you show your wife that there is love is that you talk. So this wife took the husband and reported the husband to the pastor. And one of the accusations was that he doesn't talk to me. Doesn't talk to me. So the pastor asked the brother, why don't you talk to your wife? And you know the brother's response. Her conversations are not deep. Her conversations are without substance. She's always talking about superficial things. And then the wife said, you are telling me that my conversation is not deep. Those days that used to call me for 2 hours on the phone. Talking 2 hours. You talk and you fall asleep with the phone. Those days my conversations were deep. But now my conversation is not deep. You see, so what the woman was saying is that it is not because my conversation is not deep. It's because the love is getting finished. That is why you don't talk to me. Hallelujah. Are you here? You've gone home. This is marriage counseling 101.
Yeah. We are marriage counseling.
So, when the love is strong, there are things that you see. And when the love is getting finished, those things begin to disappear. And when it comes to serving God, when the love is there, there are things that happen. You see, sometimes when you see the things going away, it's because the love left earlier.
So who say enoma binum e kwa e chere se odo no e sai na che.
Am I speaking to the right people? It's like Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, this thing saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works. I need you to carefully watch this. Jesus was talking about some believers. He was talking about, let's say Jesus is talking about Emmanuel Cathedral Church. Jesus is talking about Emmanuel Cathedral Church. Say, number one, I know thy works. Meaning that God is looking at the things you do for him. When God says, I know thy works, it's not the banquet okra stew you've been doing in the house that he's referring to. Neither is it the... It's okay, you let me come. He's talking about the things you do for him. He said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience. Look at the thing that Jesus is mentioning. That as a Christian, when you exhibit it in his kingdom, he notices. He said, I know thy works. I know thy labor. I know thy patience. And how thou cannot bear them which are evil. You notice evil people and you cannot stand evil people. He notices. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and found them liars. These are the things that Jesus is noticing. And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Yes, he has noticed all this. Give me New Living Translation on this thing. Reverend McLean, if you have people in your region who have these characteristics, will you be very happy?
So one call for region. Ah, 1 year sound normal we are.
Say, I know all the things that you do. Will you be happy when you have hardworking members? Is it, and I'm saying this, I'm not relating to the hard work you do in your office. I'm doing about what you do in the kingdom. I have seen your hard work. Will you be happy when you have patient members who are patient? They'll wait for meetings. You have said the thing. People who don't wait for meetings, like today, I'm going to have a meeting with Operation 60. Those who are on Operation 60, we'll see those 3 o'clock. We'll see those who wait for the meeting and those who will not wait. Practical message. I know all the things you do. And what are the things that you do? Number one, I see your hard work. Will you be happy? Patient endurance. Will you be happy? You don't tolerate evil people. You see, not tolerating evil people means that you, evil people will not be your friend. Evil people will not be the people you go out with. Yes, you company with evil people. People who have a bad mind. Your best friends are people who insult pastors while you are their friend. Yes. You eat pork with people who insult pastors. Yes, they are insulting the pastor. Yeah. And you are a member of this church, and sometimes they put Reverend McLean on board and they are insulting him. And you are there, and you are adding commentary to it. You don't like my message. I should stop preaching. I should go home. I have seen your hard work. Pastor Francis, would you like such members? Hard work, patient endurance, cannot tolerate evil people. You see, everybody, write this point down. Use this to assess yourself whether you are a good church member. You use it. Take a pen and paper. Assess yourself. Today is called assessment day. Take a pen and paper. You are doing assessment. Self-assessment day. I'm bringing the preaching to your level. I'm preaching it. I'm putting the preaching in your lap so that you see that this preaching that affects me. Yes. I have seen your hard work. So ask yourself, do I work hard? Do I contribute anything to this church that I am in? As I say, I love God and I'm serving God. What is my contribution to the work of God? Do I work hard?
Maybe
I shouldn't preach about the blood of Jesus. Let me change. Let me go and preach about the blood of Jesus. I have seen your hard work. We are all assessing ourselves. Do I work hard for God?
Number one.
Number two, am I patient? Do I know how to wait? Do I know how to wait? Yeah. One of the things I hear is that, Bishop, I wanted to see you, but I could see you were busy, so I went home.
Me, I'm busy.
Are you very critical? Very, very critical. Me, I'm busy. Bishop, I've been wanting to see you for some time, but always when I come, there's a lot of people. That is the nature of my work. The people who you come to meet, they also came to meet somebody, but they were patient and they waited for me to talk to them. So if you are also patient, you wait for me to talk to you. Yes. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. And I know you don't tolerate evil people. Ask yourself, my friends that I have, they're evil people.
Now for number one year in
you have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles and are not, and have discovered they are liars. You are able to weigh people who claim to be Christians and say they are not. Weigh.
When our friend who is Christopher.
Lie, lie.
What so one share who said nah, Debbie?
You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. Ask yourself, have you patiently suffered anything? You have stopped doing basenta work because of you couldn't suffer patiently. So you quit. I have patiently suffered without quitting. You suffered, but without patience, and you quitted. Now I don't hear amen, and I don't hear preach. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. Without quitting. Look, to serve God, if you don't want to suffer, you can't serve God.
Some person be brown to
you can't serve God. You can't serve God. Yeah. You want to be a pastor? There's suffering in being a pastor.
So you're suffer.
Yeah. You sit in meeting, you'll be feeling sleepy.
You
expect to hold your eyes like this, and you sit in a meeting. You suffer.
The fun woman.
Look, on the 13th, we are going to appoint new pastors. The people are going to appoint, I hope they are here to listen, so that if they want to change their mind, they can change their mind right now. Because when you become a pastor, you will suffer. You suffer.
So, but you're suffering. Now, the fun woman.
Yes. When, the moment we put that title pastor on you, when you come to church Sunday, you leave here at 11 p.m., 12 midnight, 1 a.m., I'm giving you our official closing time.
Yes,
official closing time. And then when we have the pastor's meeting and your issue comes on board, we'll face you fully.
Yeah, pastor's meeting.
Yes. With ease. And when we are facing you, we'll not look at your age, we'll not look at your dignity, we'll face you. Then when we finish, we'll look at your age. And then as we are facing you, we'll be watching you, whether you are smiling or you are angry. Yes, we need a good attitude. We need good attitude. We don't look at the number of children. When you see somebody rise in the church, the person has suffered. That is the qualification. One day I sat in a meeting.
A
certain pastor was misbehaving. That was this was like 5 years ago. And the pastor was being faced. And then I happened to be there. And then I was told, sit in the meeting. So as the pastor was faced down, I was asked, what do you think? What do you think?
Oh,
I told him what I thought.
Oh, man, so make kind of imagine.
You see, then when he finished, he told me, have you seen Jude? He said, when we were in this particular branch, you see, because the person was talking, I was his main assistant when we're in that branch. And he was there. When we're in this particular branch, nobody received facings and blastings more than him. Nobody, even when people were misbehaved, the blasting comes to me. Nobody has received facings and blastings more than him. Then he said, every day when I blast him, I look at his face to see whether his face will change. Then he said, all these years, he has never given me an attitude. He has never given me an attitude. Rather, after the facing, he will go home and send me a message to apologize and tell me that he's changing. And he told me, so that is the reason why he's been made a bishop. Then I realized that I have suffered. That was why. I have suffered. I have suffered. It was because of suffering. It's not a title. It is suffering. How much suffering can you take? Give me Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. You must have the same. Now watch this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. See, the reason why some of us, we can't work for God is that your reputation is important to you. How people see you is important to you. You want people to go, he cannot talk to me like that. Oh, how dare him? Then you can't work for God. You can't serve God. If your reputation is important, Read. This is the Jesus that we are following. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Even the death that Jesus died. Do you know how painful that death was? To be beaten from Pontius Pilate's throne to Calvary, beatings all the way. Before he was nailed on the cross. Hallelujah. He became what? Obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. But you see, but because of the suffering, because of the patient suffering and the pain, then look at verse 9. Wherefore, God also had highly exalted him. The reason why many of us, God is not lifting us up, because we don't know how to suffer patiently without pity. The same exam, you think that is only SHS that you write exams. The same exam, you've written it 15 times, you have failed.
Exams back, what training 15 times, we're failing.
SS3, Papa. What try exam 15 times? The same exam of suffering. And the suffering, will, look, I will not lie to you. Before the promotion comes, you go through the suffering. If you are not ready to go through the suffering, you will not be promoted. I'm telling you. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Please, let's go back to, I'm showing you the attributes. Look, all of us, look at it. You want to be a Christian? Ask yourself, am I a Christian or am I just a church attendee?
We have
Christians and we have church attendees. Ask yourself, which one am I? In this church, we have Christians and we have church attendees. You are there. If you do something, we talk about it, Lord, then I'm bored. I won't do it again. I'll stop doing it. I'll stop being a shepherd. I'll stop being in media. They cannot talk to me like that. That is why you are not going anywhere. That is why God is not promoting you. You don't know how to suffer patiently without quitting. You don't have to suffer patiently without quitting. Anybody you see, ask him whether he has not suffered. Today when I saw him wearing white water, I said, he looks like a man of God. If others should come and preach. I mean, when I saw him this morning, he looked as an angel who has just come from heaven. With a beard. I tell you, the cross is what spots everything. You must suffer without quitting. I'm suffering you. You see, but when I finish the attributes, you wouldn't be surprised about what Jesus will say. Say, you have patiently suffered for me without quitting. And I'm asking that, are we patiently suffering? Many of us, look, I can tell you for free. I know. Many of us, the reason why you have not become a Basenta leader is because of this one. I'm taking my time. Yes. You have patiently suffered for me without. That is the reason why you are not a percentile leader. Because you cannot suffer. We cannot rebuke you. We cannot correct you. We cannot face you. Yes. Bishop, you have patiently suffered for me without quitting. Many of us have quit. We have a lot of quitters in the church. When I came to Abeka, the list of shepherds I was given, when I look at the shepherds we have now, we have a lot of quitters.
Yes.
There are a lot of quitters. And please, don't get angry with my message. Just repent and change. I am just preaching the truth to you. I can tell you for free that I am not going to stop preaching the truth because you are here. I will tell you the truth.
Yes.
You have patiently suffered for me. Look, a lot of us who used to be shepherds, we stopped becoming shepherds because we have quitted. We couldn't suffer. We couldn't suffer. You want always for us to sing praise and worship to you. We have to buy you finance, buy you malt and pit pie. And sing praise and worship to you. No. It is part of what God is looking at that you have been able to patiently suffer without quitting.
So wait to me after Obremu when nyan to her.
Now go to verse 4. But after all of that, have you written all these attributes? But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Yes. I say, Jesus' standard is too high.
You
see, when we get to heaven, all of us will say that we have played. We thought we were serving God, but actually we played serving God. We didn't actually serve him. After all of this, and many of us don't qualify even with that list. Many of us even don't qualify with that list. And even with that one, Jesus is still saying that I have something against you. But what I'm trying to let you understand that quitting the shepherdorial work, it didn't just start. It started with your love going down. So there are people who are serving God today, but your love has started going down. And I don't want to be a prophet of doom. If you don't check it, a year by now, you'll not be serving God anymore. Because loving God is the basis for service. That is why you can suffer without quitting. Because you are not working for a man. You are working for God. So in the suffering, you still look at the person you love. And it keeps you. It is not the nails that kept Jesus on the cross. It was his love for us that kept him on the cross. It was not just patient endurance that kept him on the road to Calvary. It was his love for us that kept him on the road. And if you don't love him, you will quit. I'm telling you.
Oh, yes.
I am looking for members who love God.
The members I want to join.
They are the ones I'm looking for. Is it because I'm relating with you and I'm afraid that I'm going to offend you? I can't relate with you. I must be able to relate freely. And know that even when I hurt you, we are still moving.
But
what will make that work? Love is what will make us relate, and I'll not be afraid. The Bible said that love, perfect love, casted out fear. When my love for you is perfect, I don't fear anything. When I see that your love for me is perfect, I don't fear. I'm not afraid that I will offend you. That one kase ye.
So say my can be BATL. Say obejina wakase.
One preachy ye.
When preachy.
Tell man, all preacher wakase for quitting no be share me him. Yes. Yeah. I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other. You see, but watch, he didn't even just talk about loving me, because when you love God, you also love each other. Many of us don't know that when we are fighting with our brother, it's a sign that we don't love God. thing that is your brother you don't love. But your Bible, Bible said that, how can you say you love me whom you have never seen when you don't love your brother that you see? But see, so he's saying that, so you love me and you don't love your brother, you're a liar. That's what the Bible
says.
I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. But even before he came there, look at the things. And I'm asking myself, God, but this thing that you are listing, we already, that alone has disqualified us even before we start talking about the love. We are disqualified by these things. That is why we struggle. Because we are dealing with people who don't know how to suffer patiently without quitting. Watimi, Wakami, Wakase, Wayese. Now, even when we are walking, we have to be very careful. Because just in case your leg is there, that we are going to step on your leg. Because, but if we are walking freely, we'll be walking like this. So now we walk like this.
She's afraid of auntie.
Nobody has dream.
Oh, okay.
From here to here, that we must take 5 seconds to walk. Now we are taking that the whole day because we don't want to hurt anybody. Aden! But I have this complaint against you. And I said, I am talking about love. But I'm saying, before we even get to this point, even the things that God has said, I have noticed. Can you notice it about your life? Can you notice it? I see a lot of us, we are sitting in church, but our heart is not here. We are sitting here, but our heart is not here. Yeah. And I'm saying, be careful. Be careful. Because other than that, you will quit. Because the suffering is coming. If you cannot avoid it, serving God and suffering. The Bible said that I have not only called you to witness in my name, but also to suffer for my sake. You see, some of the suffering, God allows it because you must go through it. It's a way of testing your love. Yeah. It's a way to test your love. Go through the suffering. Go through the suffering. If you stay, and you don't quit, it shows that you love. It shows that you love. Yes, and I'm saying that many of us, look, serving God is not comfortable. If anybody told you that come to church and be comfortable, he has deceived you. Serving God is not comfortable. Serving God. Can I make an announcement? Yeah. If your service to God is comfortable, you are not serving Him. Am I saying something wrong? If your service to God is very comfortable, with a son now who ban who tell? Oh, you can't say. Won't tell. Then it means that you've not started serving God yet. The people who serve God, when they are coming to church, they are already tired before they even arrive in church. The thought of coming to church alone makes them tired. The shepherds who are working, the thought of coming to church alone, then they are tired already.
So when you are drinking, say, hey, and then some sorry, not just say obre achano.
They are tired already. Those are the people who love God. But you see, even Jesus is saying that even after all of that, I can still see that some of you still your love, no? You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Verse 5. Why was he saying that? Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the work you did at first. What he was saying that even though you are working and you are suffering, you are not suffering as much as you used to suffer before. The more I stay here, the more trouble I look for myself. Yes. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from its place among the church. You see, Jesus was walking among the seven lampstands. Your lampstand being there means that Jesus is in the church and the church exists. When your lampstand is taken from there, it means that Jesus is no longer where you are and your church will finish. It will collapse. It will. If you're a Christian, you stop serving God. It's just a matter of time. What makes your church survive? What makes your Christianity survive? Jesus is around you. And he's around you because of love. Or have you forgot? John chapter 14 verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Give me verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. And I'm saying that the love is not by word of mouth, I love you. The love moves you to do things. The love, you see, I was asking Pastor David in the first service, that David, since he fell in love with his wife, hasn't the love made him to do certain things? And he gave an answer, and I realized that I dream bonia bani dream. So I told him that is not the kind of works I was talking about. But then I asked him, as you love your wife, don't you pray for her? Didn't you, when you were not married, were you not visiting her? A lot. Even trek. When you don't have money, you trek. You say you don't have money, so you can't come to church. Or don't ask son, ebi niho.
Their house was like here to Kolegono. And I walk. Well, I'm sorry.
You stay at Israel. You said that you missed the bus, so you have gone home to go and sleep. Walk from here to Kolegono. So I asked him, don't you pray for her? I pray for her. Didn't you used to visit her? You visit her. Did you used to counsel her?
Yes, Bishop.
And did you used to interact with her?
A lot.
So if you love God, you will pray, you will visit, you will counsel, you will interact. But you see, you don't love God. That is why you can't do any of these things. You don't. And please, if you feel like getting angry, be angry with the Bible. Know me. As I'm speaking, you see, olele. You see, what you don't know is that your love is finishing. Your love for God is getting finished. Look, you may not agree. It's up to you. But you see, you may be surprised that if you were not doing interpretation for me, Uncle Wija, sorry, Dad. I'm telling you. I'm being very honest.
Yes?
I'm being very honest. You see, as you are sitting there, on one or didn't want pass or bear interpretation, I'm not too bored. But if you were standing here, it's the same thing I would say about you. You see, this is somebody who used to organize a one-man crusade, he alone. Doesn't this scripture we read in Revelation, does it describe him? Put Revelation chapter 2 verse 5 back. Yes, look. Your love is hanging by a thread. It's because Bishop Jude has allowed you to interpret. That is why you are still in church. Look how far you are falling. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. What you are doing, was that what you used to do? And that is what I'm showing you, that many of us, our love is finished. You see, some of you, the reason why you are still in church is because that's why you are in church. You like say that I'm lying. And let's begin to analyze the matter. Yes, it's because some of you are in church just because of Mrs. Osei, because she will not allow you to stay out of church. Yes. Some of you are in church because Reverend McLean will not allow you to rest. But I'm talking about when now your motivation for being here and for serving God is I love God. Not because somebody's chasing me. Not because somebody's following me. Because I love God. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And you see, what I'm saying is that we are living in a season when the Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. In this season, when one thing you should be chasing is love, you allow your love to get finished. Very soon you'll be out. Very soon you will be out. So you see, when somebody calls you and tells you that, look, I want you to be a shepherd, he's helping you.
He should be thrown us or catch us.
He's helping you. Look, I asked Reverend Ben. Going to ask him again in this service. I don't know how to serve God without working for him. I don't know how to love God without working for him. Do you know any other way? I don't know. If you love him, John chapter 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? And you know what he was referring to? When he met Peter, Peter was chasing fish. His whole life was about fish. When Jesus left and he backslid, he went back to fish. When he came and he met him with fish. So now he was asking him, do you love me more than the fish? Because I died a little, now you've gone back to fish. Do you love me more than money? Because when I met you, you were chasing money. Now that you are backsliding, you've gone back to money. And it's pointing. Do you love me more than this? Can I tell you something? When your love for God is strong, there are certain jobs you will never take. When you love God, there are certain jobs you will never take. Because that job will take you away from God. And sometimes my heart breaks when I see Christians happily jumping into jobs that are going to take them away from God. My heart breaks. Your priorities are not right. You love money more than you love God. That is why you've entered into that job. Your only concentration for entering that job is how much they are going to pay you. Not about your Christianity. Not about how it affects your going to heaven and eternity. That didn't even cross your mind. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? He said unto me, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lamb. When you love God, that's why I say, look, one of the ways I can show you love is give you an opportunity to work for God. Feed my lamb. Be a center leader. Gather people. Teach them. You are showing that you love God. Verse 16. He said to him again, the second time, Simon Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. Then he asked him a third time. Now when he asked him a third time, he said unto him, the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved. But on whose challenge, the answers I'm giving you, they are wrong. That's why the man is keep asking me. Maybe as I'm saying I love him, but truly I don't love him. What was his answer? And lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Now he ashamed the answer to thou knowest all things. He wasn't too sure anymore. Yes. And I can tell you that it is a safer posture to have. To tell God that you know everything, I'm not sure of myself. As I stand here, I am not sure of myself. Oh yes. I pray to God all the time to have mercy on me and forgive me. I pray to God all the time to help me to serve him. Yes, I am not sure of myself. Lord, knowest thou all things? Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. See, Jesus may not appear to you, but when you see him talking to somebody, you learn. And he's talking to Peter. May we learn from it.
Learn.
From what I can see, when you feed the lamb, God considers it as loving him. So I want to feed.
So I want to feed.
Give me 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither love the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The more of the world that enters into you, the more the love of God goes out of you. Some of us, we've carried the world. The things that worldly people do, that's what you like to do.
Yes.
I shouldn't say it. I should put down the microphone and go. You call yourself a Christian. You come to church. You copy the world. The things that are in the world. See, I don't know what the craze that has come. That a man, now about it. It is worldly and you have brought it into the church. Don't you read your Bible? Don't you see that the Bible says that women shouldn't dress like women? You are a man. In Babylon, which are now so about it. If you notice, a lot of the people braid their hair, they are Sakawa boys. Are you a Sakawa boy? Are you a Sakawa boy?
You're a Sakawa niana.
Ne eya ofe. Now we'll cast selfie. Now you do Facebook and you call yourself a Christian.
From whom Christoni?
You call yourself a Christian.
From whom Christoni?
If you don't like the preaching, after the service, format your brain and pretend as though you never heard it.
So I'm preaching now. Assuming we are. Adrian informatino. May you free her.
Oh, yes. Yes. You have braided your hair.
A booty.
Christian brother. Christo is this the example you are giving? Don't you know that as a Christian, your whole life is an example?
When you say, oh, Christo,
don't you know? Don't you know how you live your life is a gospel to the unbelievers? And the gospel you want to preach is that it's okay to braid my hair. It's okay to look like a Sakawa boy. Is that the gospel you want to preach with your life?
Don't worry.
Those of you are feeling uncomfortable in your seat. You are not the one talking. I'm the one talking. And I don't feel uncomfortable about what I'm saying. I don't feel uncomfortable at all about what I'm saying. So don't feel uncomfortable for me.
Yes. Yes.
Braid your hair, wearing earrings. And you say it's fashion. Life.
But here now they are sumadia back on Akahon. Oh, yeah, I'll say me boy life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All those things are signs that your love for God is finished. That is why worldly things are nice to you. When you love God, earthly things will not be nice to you.
Am I the one
saying it? Love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The reason why you can braid your hair, put on earrings, and do all those things, because the love of the Father is not in you. Maybe nobody has told you, but I'm telling you clearly, according to the word of God.
Yes, I know money in nature. I say, Yankupon, it don't a new moon. Now, so we are say,
verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. Verse 17. And the world passeth away. Is it that thing that you are following? It will pass. And you will pass away with it.
Oh, yes.
That thing that you are following, it will pass away. And you will follow it to wherever it came from. You will follow it. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Abideth forever. Abideth forever. Oh, yes. So, brother, you see, this word to you, it has never been this direct. Okay. It has never been this direct to you. So, take the list. Hard work is number one. Patience, number two. Patiently suffering without quitting. For me, that is one of the greatest eye-openers this morning. That a lot of people who quit, we've never been able to diagnose that their love for God is finished. That's why they are quitting. We've always found a way to explain it away. But today, it is direct. Direct. That your quitting is because your love is finished. Because even people who were examining and not quitting cry, they were diagnosed that their love has started getting finished. But you have quit because your love is finished.
Then
you explain it away that somebody offended you. When a year away, somebody offended you. This person did this to me. This person did this to me. That is why I quit. And you see, it sounds nice to the ears. But I see, it is the devil who is putting those things in your mind so that to justify the distraction that you are destroying your life. Satan wants you to justify why you are destroying your life, and he tells you that he offended you. You deserve to be angry, and you deserve to live, and you should be happy living. And you are also happy, and you are following Satan. Keep on following the voice of the devil. Keep on following
Satan. I finished
preaching. Lift up your hands and pray. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. Let me diagnose myself well quickly before it's too late. Help me to diagnose myself quickly. Help me. Heal me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Deliver me from falling out of love.
Deliver me from falling out of love.
Oh, yes. Lift up your voice and pray.
Lift up your voice and pray. Liboria fanteri bakaiba santayaba Librini kaiba zaitaria tadabra kayaba Liboria fantadabra kayaba zaita. Deliver me, O Lord, from falling out of love. Leka satayaba andere kayaba.
Come on, I want to hear you pray. Lift that voice.
Liboria andari kibrini kayaba zita. Liborian Tayaba and Erebra Kayaba, Maske Terebre Kayaba, Limborian Dari Kibre Derebra, Ziparia Tandar Kibre, Lapurian Derebra Kayaba, Zuparian Dari Kimama Mama, Zaterebre Kayaba Zaita, Manto Pereba Kayaba Zida, Lako se terebre kayaba
Ramala makotori ara
Mantorobre kayaba zaita Lakora bra kapaya
Ramala
Zatayaba anderebre
Yalimo sokorebre liko
kayaba Zatara bra kaya
Lotse terebre
Leboro ba kayaba
Lotse
Lakora bra kayaba
Zatara
bra kayaba Zatara
bra kayaba
Lord, take me back.
There are a lot of us standing here today that we need to take certain decisions now as we are standing here. You see, don't leave it for tomorrow.
In Yemu Mochna,
you need to take it now.
So to me,
because God may not have spoken to you more directly than this. There's a U-turn you need to make right now. And whilst you are standing there, I need you to make that U-turn.
Yes.
Because if you don't make that U-turn now, you may never get an opportunity to do
something.
Yes. Look, some of you, you must start looking for another job immediately. Job that you'll be feeling comfortable in it. You should not be feeling comfortable.
Say, you man, now we're not one tall or honor. What's up to me, man? What's up, sir?
Oh, yes. Some of you, you have to come back and say that, Lord, you see, what is it? Say, go back to the first works. The first works. What were the things you were doing for God that you have stopped doing? Now you are telling yourself that you are mature. You are not mature. You are backsliding. That's what you are. You are not mature. You are backsliding. We use maturity to explain a lot of backsliding.
Still,
we are mature. We are not mature. We are backsliding. That's what we are.
Sign. Sign.
Hallelujah. Many of us must take decisions. Many of us must be running to your pastor. Many of us, you must be running to me, saying, Bishop, I'm changing this thing today. Now. Because God may not talk about it again.
He may not talk about it again.
Hallelujah. This is what I feel in my heart. God is looking for serious-minded people. He's saying, if you are serious with me, I'll be serious with you. If you play games with me, I'll move on. I'm looking for serious-minded people. If you are serious with me, I'll be serious with you.
From serious, I'm not far from serious.
If you play games with me, I'll move on. It's time to stop playing games. It's time to stop thinking I'm doing God a favor. You can never do God a favor. You should rather feel favored that God will even want you to do something. I should rather feel favored that God will want me to do something. We are doing Him no favors. Father, forgive us for our wrong attitudes, bad attitudes, wrong imaginations, lying to ourselves, deceiving ourselves. Lord, I'm praying for one more opportunity. Don't replace us yet, Lord. Don't replace us. Show mercy. Show mercy. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, this morning, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, maybe somebody invited you to church. Maybe you came to church on your own. But you know in your heart that you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You want to say, Pastor, I want you to pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, I want you to lift up your right hand right now. Pray with me, Pastor. I want to give my life to Jesus. Pray with me. Lift up that hand.
Oh, come on,
If you lift up your hand, I want you to do one more thing. I want you to come. I want you to come to me. If you lift up your hand. If you lift up your hand, come, let me pray with you. Hallelujah. Yes. You see, have you seen this? That we've come to church, do an altar call. There's nobody being saved. It's a sign of how we are backsliding. Don't, you see, never accept it as normal. You see, people being saved is what must happen in the church. When in the church people are not being saved, that church is a backsliding church. Oh yes. And honestly, I'm not prepared to be the pastor of a backsliding church. When you see a church that when there's an altar call, nobody gets saved, it's a backsliding church. That is what you are seeing. That's what God is showing us. It's a backsliding church. What we are seeing are the signs of a backsliding church. That's what we are seeing. Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Pray for mercy, Lord. I pray for mercy, Lord. Pray for mercy, Lord. Father, show us mercy, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for our backsliding nature. We backslidden and we have explained it that way and we say it's normal. It's not normal, Lord. Not to you, Lord, it's not normal. Not to you, Lord, it's normal. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Listen, if there's anybody here who wants to correct something about your life, you want to make a U-turn of whatever, I want you to just stand here. I'm going to pray for you and you go back. I'm not going to lay hands on him, but I'm just going to pray. But you want to make a U-turn. Your ability to even move from your seat and come and stand here is a sign that you are serious. I was not going to call anybody, but I just felt it coming, keep coming, that if they are serious, they must want to make a commitment to it. I want you to step forward and come and make a commitment about the U-turn you want to make to that life.
Lord, take me back. Oh, take me back. Lord, take me back. Dear Lord, where I first believe. Oh, Lord, take me back. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back. Dear Lord, where is to the place, oh, where I first received you. Lord, take me back, oh, take me back, take me back, dear Lord, where I first
believed. Can I say something? For some of us, I think that thing is even more serious than we think. There are people I am surprised are standing here. And there are people I am expecting to be the first to be here. And they are comfortably sitting in their seats. But you see, not God, but I have to say that I'm genuinely surprised. For me, what it tells me that some of the people, the message didn't touch you at all. And when you get to the point when the word of God doesn't touch you, now it's a very serious matter. It's a very dangerous place to get to. Very, very dangerous. Those of you standing in front, lift up your hand. When you get to the place where now you are looking directly into the mirror and you are seeing something, and then you are pretending you can't see it, you are at a very dangerous place.
Those
of you standing in front here, lift up your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for mercy. I pray for your forgiveness. I pray that, Lord, you forgive all these people for the mistakes they've made, the backsliding state of their hearts. Thank you that, Lord, you are reviving them again. Thank you that, Lord, you are reviving their hearts. Revive them. From today, let their life be different. 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 From today, let their life be different. Let them see the right path to move on to. Yes. Let them see the right path. Let them become examples of what a God lover should be. Example of a God lover. Yes.
Not to the place.
An example of a God lover.
Where let them become. First received you.
Let them become.
Lord,
let something about them change from today. Give them more grace. More grace to serve you. More grace to love you. To go far with you. May they be counted as one of your favorite children when you are counting your favorite children. Yes, I pray for them. That's all I ask, Lord. That you direct them to go in the right place. 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 Lord, touch their heart, Lord. Touch their heart. Let it be a stirring in their heart. 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 Let it go in the right direction. Let it go in the right direction. The right place. 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 The right place.
I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
Yes. The right place.
Where it's all about you.
Oh yes, the right place.
Oh, it's all about you.
And now, Lord, I pray.
Jesus,
let the Holy Spirit help them. Let the Holy Spirit help them. Holy Spirit, fall on them now and help them. They need your help on this new road. It's not easy on the road, but I pray that Holy Spirit, you will help them. From within, help them. From within, help them. From within, help them. Let it become clear. Let it become clear that there's a shift. There's a shift. There's a shift. Let it be clear that there's a shift. The heart is moving to the right place. The heart is loving the right things. The heart is following the right things. In the name
for
of Jesus.
Your glory,
yes.
And your faith.
Thank you.
It's all about me.
Thank you. Thank you.
As if you should do things my way.
Thank you. The heart is going to the right place. Thank you that deception is living. Deception. Deception. Deception is living. Deception.
It's all about
thank you. Deception is living, Lord. Thank you. That deception is living. Thank you.
Jesus. And all this is for you.
Thank you that deception is living.
For your glory and your fame.
that deception is leaving.
As of you should do things my way.
Thank you.
God bless you for listening to the message. We look forward to your testimonies via our social media handles.